Officer killed first day on job volunteered with fire department as team. By Amy Furr on October 12, 2021. A Georgia policeman was shot and killed during his first day on the job, and his family is speaking out about his dedication to the serving the public. 26-year-old Officer Dylan Harrison was fatally shot outside the police station on Saturday in Alamo, Fox News reported Monday. His brother, David Harrison, joined Fox and Friends with his wife, Kayla, and said his brother was shot following a traffic stop. He made contact with a suspect at a gas station that happened to be across from the police station. The suspect failed to comply with him, and ended up being tased. A couple of hours went by, my brother was getting ready to do paperwork at the police station and was shot in retaliation for that arrest, he explained. It was the officer's first shift working part-time for the Alamo Police Department because he was already a full-time Oconee County Drug Task Force agent. The suspect, identified as Damian Luke Anthony Ferguson, fled the scene but was arrested on Sunday. Dylan Harrison was the department's first officer to be killed in the line of duty, and he left behind a wife and baby. Meanwhile, David Harrison noted that his brother dedicated his life to serving the public and said while he was spending time with friends as a teenager, his brother volunteered at their fire department at 16 years old. And he would sit up at night waiting for his radio to go off so he could respond to the call of an accident. He left the house at 3 in the morning to go be the first one on scene to a wreck on the interstate. Just the last 2 years he's dedicated his life to serving the public, and he did it so selflessly, he recalled. Officer Harrison worked the police jobs in order to save money to buy his family a home. Family members tried to persuade him to become an electrician because of the dangers of policing, his brother explained. Dylan Harrison enrolled in technical college, but David Harrison said it was not what his brother wanted to do for the rest of his life. Our uncle's an electrician, so he kind of had a plan. But we all knew deep down that's not what he wanted to do, he said. He actually told my dad just a few weeks ago when they were talking about it. He said, "Daddy, this is what I was put here to do." He knew that. He would have never been happy as an electrician, he continued. As of Tuesday afternoon, a GoFundMe page created for his family had raised $99,055 of its $100,000 goal.